Hello, my name's Walid Aissawi, born and raised in Brussels. I'm a Zinnaker, a real Brussels guy. I have two jobs. I work for the SNCB and as a walking tour guide, as a freelancer. And most of all, I'm a member of a choir here in Brussels called Sing Out Brussels.
Okay, so now there is a major event that's taking place for over 5 days, which is called Various Voices, and it's a number of gay choirs from around Europe. And this is every 4 years, and it's in a different city each time, and this year it's in Brussels. What can you tell us about it?
So indeed, it's every 4 years. It's like the Olympics of LGBT, choirs, singing. It's not a contest, though. There's no winners or anything. But actually, yes, Brussels won the candidacy to host the festival this year, in June this year, the biggest edition, Various Voices Brussels 2026.
There are 4,000 choir members, and there are, from what I understood, there's 40 events per day?
Roughly, yeah. All in all, about 400 performances all around the city. So it's pretty massive, yeah.
So people can really get totally immersed in it.
The main event, if there's one thing you should remember about this and you should attend if you have to choose one of the events, is the big show on Saturday night, 27th of June, in ING Arena, one of the major concert venues here in Brussels. So big concert. And the audience, even somebody who never sang, can take part. If you get a ticket, you will get the music sheet to learn, your voice section and to sing.
This isn't karaoke.
No karaoke. No. You should know it by heart or with your with your paper. But it's probably a one-in-a-lifetime, opportunity to perform, to sing at this massive venue, to sing the anthem of the festival called Let Your Heart Be Heard. But besides that, there are different kinds of performances. So in different venues in central Brussels, like Beaux-Arts, Auditorium 490, part of the Fine Arts Museum, Cirque Royal, and La Madeleine. That's for afternoon concerts. So from Monday to Saturday is going to be 30-minute little gigs in those different venues. People can buy tickets for those too, but it's almost sold out. ING Arena is much bigger, so you can have better seats if you go to that event, but so you can take part in the other events. And then in the evenings, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, like the gala ceremonies, the opening ceremony, a show called After Magritte, The Treachery of Images, and one called Royalties, after Belgium Royals, but to show that even us can be royals on stage. So you have the afternoon concerts, the evening ceremonies, and then also street concerts.
Those say there's free street concerts.
Street concerts are going to be on the streets. That's really public and free. And there's something a bit different inside Brussels Old City Hall, Hotel de Ville, on Grand Place. They organize often guided tours with a specific theme. And during the festival, there's going to be small choirs in different rooms, so you can visit the city hall, enjoy the beautiful spaces while listening to performances. Tickets, I believe, are 15 euros for those. And yeah, well, so many events might be a bit difficult, especially if you're not familiar with this, how to choose where to go. As I said, there's one event you should choose, Saturday night, ING Arena. By the way, it's not just choirs singing the main anthem. Guests are going to be there, like notably the winners of Drag Race Belgium. They're going to take part, some big stars in the queer, culture of Brussels and abroad. So even big names, La Diva Life for those who know her. But the big difference are between afternoon concerts. They're more chill, more focused on, 30 minutes for all the different choirs. So all the choirs participating will have at least this 30-minute slot. It's really all about the choirs. Evening, you're going to have other, guest stars. So if you want to see more of a mix, something more like a gala, more festive. Sometimes circus artists, as I said, drag queens.
So it's more spectacle.
More spectacle mixed with singing, yeah.
All right, so they should give the practical info of the dates.
So it's indeed a big event, 5 days, from Wednesday 24th of June to Sunday the 28th, with a closing ceremony, by the way, on Sunday afternoon as well. Concert in different venues, yeah.
And then are there passes? You said it was $30 per ticket, but if someone wanted to go to a number of concerts, is it possible to get a pass?
Oh yeah, clearly. If you want to attend everything, including after parties, you cannot buy a ticket for the after parties. It's only if you have a pass. I think it's still available here. By the way, you can find everything on our website. All the programs, all the links, whatever the platform to book the tickets, but everything is on the same page. We go to various -voices.be, go to program. You have everything, and you can buy either separate tickets or a whole pass, you know, for all the shows and all the parties.
So various dash...
Dash, yeah. Voices.
Voices.de.
.be, exactly.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and it sounds really great.
Yeah, thank you.